The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
And we're back. 861 BC. Oh, a little too much there in the volume. 861 BC, guys. We're fucking back. I've been putting it off. I'm sorry. I always get fucking... so weird, you know? Like I'm sure you guys do too. You procrastinate, right? I procrastinate these intro, outro recordings. You know what I mean? Wanted to get this one done for you a little bit ago. Either way, fucking let. I'm trying to think of whether or not I should get rid of them. Because, you know, when I'm thinking about doing them, I'm like, why do I even do them? But when I'm doing them, like right now, for instance, not that bad. How's the day where you're at? It's pretty in Pittsburgh. God bless this global warming. I tell you what, the first 2-3 years we lived here, man, this was a cloudy, rainy jaunt, as they say up here. Jaunt can be anything, by the way, interestingly enough. That being said, it's been beautiful, knock on wood, here in Picklesburg. That's right, I said Picklesburg, because Heinz, who we all know their catch-up, and their field, Heinz Field, not Acrisure Stadium, which is where the Stullers play, of course. But they also do relish, and because of that, we have an annual pickle festival here in Pittsburgh, and that's what I'll be doing with the remainder of my day. But good news, I'm off my diet, guys. I'm going to a food fest, and I'm off my diet. I lost 35 pounds, basically. Well, so you can say it was keto, which it was, but it was also a ton of... not eating. You know, I just snack throughout the day a little bit and drink cheese and bologna for 3 months and then eat one good meal at night. Either way, I'm down. I reached my goal, 185, and now I'm going to Picklesburg where I'm going to eat some breaded shit. Do they have breaded pickles? They do. Yes, they do. I'm on that. Anyway, today's unofficial or unaffiliated sponsor is KTM Motorcycles, guys. Since the last podcast, as no one would remember, I have still, a small Kawasaki 250 Ninja, which is a great little motorcycle. For 250 cc's, four-stroke, this might be the fastest, like, production common motorcycle, I think, the 250, right? And I found out, I was running it, I toothed up the rear wheel, which means more RPMs. I was running about 13,500, it redlines at 14,000, I ran it for about 8 minutes, I don't know, going 95, something like that. Boom, blew the fucker up, dude. First time I've ever blown a motorcycle up while I was riding it, like the engine. Well, I don't know if I've ever blown up the engine. I mean, I fucked up engines to the point where they didn't sound good, and either way, this one blew up underneath me, which was fun. I took out a cylinder, bike's dead, so that's why today is brought to you by KTM. We've upgraded, upgrad, as they say in Germany. What is it? In the Deutschland. Deutschland? Isn't that one? It is weird that countries have their own names for themselves, and we don't call them those names. You know, China's not China in China. China doesn't call America USA, but they do a little bit, but not. Anyway. The Deutsch. The fuck were we talking about? KTMs. I don't know. I got a nice motorcycle, guys. It's 21 years old. No, 22. Yeah, 21 years old. But it's like the day it's brand new, dude. There's like nary a chip in the paint. It's a good motorcycle. It's 625, more along what I'm used to. KTM. Check them out. All right, let's get into the episode. Jesus Christ, that was a long intro. Or was it? Today's episode, 861 BC, we're calling it the Montauk Monsters. It's the most regular boys, dude. The fucking crew, guys. The boys. Team. Blake Scala, Jared Helfer, and Trevor Austin. Let's get into the episode. Sorry. Boom. Dude, all right, here we are. The fucking original crew, dudes.
The Reggies, baby.
Who are we going to call? Ghostbusters. That's right, dude. Blake, do you even have any clue who's top dog yet? Still?
It's still Jared.
Still Jared. Jared.
I think I'm probably still in second.
You know why? Because Jared is technologically savvy. He can actually, like, rub his belly and tap his head at the same time. You know what I mean?
I think he's got the most free time.
No, dude.
I was going to say the least debilitating substance use disorder, too.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true, dude. Good, that did sit you out for a little while. You were a red shirt for a little bit, for a couple seasons. You were a red shirt.
Well, that's not free time. That's work.
Yeah, I got benched.
No, but Jared racked him up during the pandy because he actually knew how to make recordings, dude.
Yeah, I used your Guitar Hero microphone. And I plugged it into my computer.
Which most comedians can't figure out, oddly enough. Believe it or not.
Oh, right. You were doing Zoom episodes. Yeah, that was pretty gay, huh?
I was on a couple of those.
Wow.
It was brutal, dude. It was brutal.
Dude, what a time. That sucked.
And then I would take all four tracks recorded from four different people and try to get them through like the internet and then fucking merge them. Oh, it's an editing nightmare, dude. Editing fucking nightmare, man. You want one of those God stickers? Aren't those sweet, dude? Let's talk about these God stickers, dude. Give them to me here. First one is Jesus loves you, and it's in a lasso because it's going to grab your ass. You know what I mean? Because Jesus loves that. What's this one says?
He does.
Hang your hat on God. Pretty good one. These are all cowboy Western ones. And then wanted by God. Beware. What's this? I can't read this. Reward awaits you in heaven. See, now there, that's
where'd
good
you get
sticker.
These?
These are great
why
stickers.
And where did you get these?
I got them because
I
got them at Salvation Army, which is appropriate.
You would pick that off the shelf and take it.
And
home.
And if you see these, you have to want them. This one says "Stepping out for God." It's got a cowboy boot with a cross on it. I mean, red leather. I mean, come on, dude. And
red leather, yellow leather.
I think this is the last one. It says, build your home on God's range. And it's got a beautiful little southwestern feel to that one. You know what I mean?
How much money did you spend on
God's range?
I think this is about $1 worth of stickers, and I haven't used them. That's my problem with these ones. I have these stickers and my I did that stickers. You've seen those?
Have you not used them because they're useless?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I need to give, and I also have probably about 200 stickers that say excellence on a gold explosion.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't use any of them. I have a problem,
those
guys.
New comedians and act like it's a big milestone. Like, oh my God, you got your first excellence sticker from Douglas.
It would be funny if they started talking about that behind my back. There was a period, I guess, according to Scrivo, where the newer comedians thought that I had a Polish last name and that it was actually like. 13 syllables long or something like that.
Dugluski or something.
It was
Dugluski.
Yeah, exactly. It was fun. It's interesting to think we're kind of the old dogs now, guys.
Yeah, we were talking about that a little bit earlier, dude.
Don't be afraid to use the microphone when you do.
Yeah, I don't like the new dogs.
You don't like the new dogs?
No. I'm close friends with all of them. I don't like them.
We need like a home base that's like, and Scarps is pretty much the home base right now, but
yeah, but we need something.
It's not big enough.
Every night.
We need a place that has a stage that other people can put shows on different nights of the week. You know what I mean?
I found a stage that's pretty sick. I'll tell you guys about it after this.
All right.
But it's seats 100 and it's professional as shit. You can have screen behind you and shit. It's like really cool.
Okay.
All right. I like it. Is it? It's like within 15 minutes of Pittsburgh?
About 15.
All right. 15 is doable for a lot of folks.
Yeah, it's Don Blonox.
What's a Blonox, dude?
It's a Pittsburgh word. But it's down there. It's like Aspinwall area.
It's a local monster.
The Blonox, dude. The Blonox of South Hills.
Yeah, it's a thing that just walks around. We don't have to get into it, but it's very scary, and I don't like talking about it.
Dude,
so let's change the subject.
Do you know what I'm into right now? Monster Quest. Have you guys seen this?
The video game?
No. It's like, I think it's Monster Quest. Either way, I watch it late at night after I get home from comedy. I make food, get fat, and watch these guys hunt for monsters on like 1990s level technology, you know? And it's funny because
it's like finding Bigfoot, basically, but
yeah, exactly.
Monsters.
Last night was Chupacabras, dude. That's pretty good.
Okay, the goat sucker.
Yeah, the goat sucker.
Like the music, you know, like bum, bum, bum. And then it goes to a commercial and comes back and they re-explain what they're doing. Nothing ever happens.
My big thing.
How come like the goat sucker is a big thing, but whenever I fuck a goat,
the goat fucker is no big
like,
deal.
That's Yeah, you can't put that on TV.
It's common in a lot of parts of the world.
Yeah, there's more of us than there is.
They're easier to find. I can tell you that, the goat fuckers.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's dime a dozen, I guess.
My favorite part about that show is that they have this transition. You know what I mean? They have like the science part of the show, which always sucks because there's obviously no science that's ever going to prove chupacabras. You know what I mean? And then they pan back and forth.
Is that the track? No, it's a rat.
Dude,
or whatever.
Last night I fell asleep and I'm mad because I wanted to see it. But they had chupacabra dead bodies and they wanted to do DNA testing on them. And obviously they're not going to tell you till the end of the show.
I saw something. There was a thing on Reddit or whatever that was like, it was this mummified creature.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, I found this in the train tracks, under the train. What is it? And then, like, you know, people were like, it could be, chupacabra. Could be, you know, this the Zoroastrian Glohara creature. And
what
then
was
the,
it?
A good second guess. Down, a good second guess, the Glohoria.
Then someone was like,
it was a rabbit.
It's a dead cat. You know where those cats go? You know where Fluffy goes when you can't see him? He just gets stuck in train tracks.
Yeah, you know, when they don't come back, that's because they died.
I forget what a chupacabra is.
What's that? It's like a standing bunny.
Isn't
it's
it?
A Latin X monster.
A Latinx?
Yeah, it travels around the Mexican American border.
It's like a
and
Spanish
what happens
Lynx.
is no one can give an even account. Like everybody describes it a little different, right? But what's undeniable is there's always dead bodies of animals that have been sucked dry of their blood. Like there's no blood around at all, which is fucking weird, right? Mm. Yeah.
There's the Montauk Monster. Do you know about that?
No.
Supposedly that was like loosely based. Stranger Things was loosely based on that. Like all the happenings around that weird plant. In Montauk, New York, but they did like weird government testing.
I'm not a pedo. I didn't watch Stranger Things. Dude.
I didn't watch it either. But
ooh, coffee's done.
I've seen it
thanks,
like
dear.
10 times.
Well, it's supposedly about the Montauk thank Monster. It washed up on the beach. They were doing weird government testing there and shit, and it looks just like a. Yeah, it kind of just looks like a dog with a beak.
There's actual pictures of this thing?
Yeah. Look it up. Now use your laptop you got there. The Montauk Monster. Mantauk, I think. I got water in here.
I will look it up.
Okay. What does it look like? It's just, do you know, remember anything?
A dog with a beak.
Oh, okay. Oh, I missed out on all that.
All right. Let's see how accurate. It looks kind of like a duck-billed platypus. With the body of a dog.
Like all the different breeds of dogs.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how my memory serves me when it pops up on the screen.
It's just going
to
be a duck.
No, the great Montauk Monster. This coffee smells delicious, Aaron.
According
to Wikipedia, the Montauk Monster was an animal carcass that...
Look at that bad boy.
Dude, these are real pictures.
Yeah,
doesn't look like a dog.
Dude, it looks like the thing from like Ghostbusters. The thing on top of the building. Yes. You know what I mean?
What? Or like a seal? Look at the cock on that thing.
Yeah,
I don't know, dude. I bet that's a wild pig that the ocean took all the hair off of.
Yeah, we'll never know.
Why didn't they just DNA test it, dude?
I don't know, man. This was the '80s. It was different times.
Dude.
I mean, what's his name? Who's the guy that fucking Wolverine played in that movie?
James Woods.
No.
Les Claypool.
Hugh Jackman.
Huge ass man.
P.T. Barnum would just be like, oh, there's a a new monster, and he would just take a cat and then just
staple a beak.
No. Yeah. He would set fire to it, and then he'd be like, look, it's horrific.
Horrible. Dude, I was looking for that for my house when I was looking for shit. I wanted old freak show posters. Those are really cool, dude.
Yeah, like, those are pretty sweet.
Bearded Lady is the most mild
one. You can totally steal those.
Like, come look at the black man.
You can totally steal this off the internet, dude, and just have them printed at like a fucking canvas place.
Yeah, definitely.
Like a FedEx or something.
Definitely. You got ice cubes, creamer?
What? No, I don't have any of that pansy stuff, dude. It's
pansy
coffee.
Stuff, dude. Why is Burn there no, your mouth in the 80
why is there
garage.
No coffee in the coffee? Oh, okay. We have 3 cups. No, 2 cups is all, and that downed it that much? Wow, dude.
I don't know what to tell you, dude, but I needed a coffee, show. Too.
I'm glad you got one.
Drinking about 45 minutes.
How you living today, Blakeith?
Oof. Don't ask questions.
Like, all right, how are you living today?
Shit. I'll speak for Blake, dude.
How's Blake?
He's not well, dude.
He's not well, dude.
He's not well. The wheels are coming off, dude.
I'm mixing all kinds of drugs.
What? Today?
This is what the Reggies want.
No.
This month.
What's, okay, so there's no comedy night, right?
No.
So what's the next comedy? Monday, is it still?
Yeah, I guess. You live here.
I'm sorry. I'm not
good. You know the schedule?
I did cocaine on acid the other day. I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
Bro, you're not supposed to do that.
You're not. I checked the drug chart, and there was a big red exclamation big red point X on next there. To
it. Really? Well, it's not that they're like a bad physical interaction. They're just mental interaction.
I don't think it's going to overdose you, but it's
It was pretty bad physically.
What was it like? Did you see, like...
Oh, it was just a... uncontrollable heart rate for 3 hours.
Yeah, and then anxiety. You're gonna do a thought loop. You know, if you get stuck in a thought loop, yeah. Gotta do more.
Yeah, that's
like no way.
What a terrible idea.
It's never even been appealing to me because cocaine is one of those gotta have more, and it's small doses and it costs a fortune. It's like it's not an economical drug.
For yeah, and with for acid, your do. Thoughts are like, wow, this has been 8 hours. I can't wait for it to be over. So you're mixing those like. I can't wait for this to be over. Also, I can't stand the feeling of when it's over. Those are the two drugs you're mixing. Ah, fuck, dude.
Horrible come down.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Now, I will say this. Molly and acid was probably the best day I ever had. It probably was the best Andy day.
That's very fun. It's well, so...
Ketamine and cocaine. That's a fun one. The Calvin Klein, they call that.
Dude. Is that what they call that?
Yeah.
The Calvin Klein.
Another red exclamation point, but a fun combo.
Well, we're talking about it. So I liked what was known in the business as a goofball, where you take crystal meth and heroin, you put them in the same needle, and then inject them. Have you guys done that?
Of course.
No. It's good in the morning.
Feel like a battle.
Well, it calms you down, but also gets you through the day. It's it's not a bad mix.
What's the ketamine do?
It's like the green tea of
ketamine's a disassociative.
Wait, is that that's what you? No, you
I said crystal meth.
Meth would get you.
I was
way
just joking. I've never done either one. Okay. But
I've mixed like two breads done anything. In a sandwich.
Two breads?
Yeah, it's like having marble rye on top and then like white like bread on the bottom.
Yeah. You don't think it's gonna work, but it's actually kind of.
Yeah, lamb and tuna fish. Love, it goes together pretty good.
I love a good hot tuna fish.
Ketamine is an interesting one, too, of like...
Shane Gillis accidentally took ketamine recently, I guess.
That's pretty sick.
Well, it's, not accidentally. He hated it or something.
Ketamine is like...
I've heard varied
things. Well, because it's almost like a psychedelic, but then it's also a disassociative.
Yeah.
Which a psychedelic, most of them feel like you're really checking in. With ketamine, like you fully check out. You know,
so
like you're out of your body.
The disassociative does what for you?
It honestly is a way to kill yourself without dying.
Yeah,
is a good way to put it. You like leave your body. You can't move. You feel like you're not there. But
it's
like when it wears off, you're still there. Yeah.
Mm.
It's for operating on horses. I used to like to take it and go see jam bands.
Every time.
How long does it last?
Like a real horse.
You can get stuck in what they call as a K-hole, which I have thankfully never
Isn't
been stuck.
You just do a couple lines, it'll last like 40 minutes. But if you go for it, it can last for hours.
Neil Brennan talks about like, doing
ketamine
it.
Therapy. Yeah, that dude's a homo.
Well, doing it.
Do it for sport like a real man.
Yeah.
Dude, nobody wants to hear about how a doctor gave you a bump of ketamine and talked you through your fucking middle school bullying experience.
It's odd. He had like a trip and he just describes like going through some tunnel. Like he finds himself on a boat. Like on a canoe and like almost like the river Styx, like a cotton candy river Styx, and he's just like going through. There you go.
See, I've done ketamine.
Great
it's
story,
not like
dude.
That. Yeah. And that's why I've never trusted Neil Brennan, not for a second, dude.
Yeah. No, my ketamine dealer, every time he has
now
ketamine,
his brother Kevin Brennan, now
he goes on a fucking horrific spiral.
I do like Kevin Brennan.
So like I go to get the ketamine and he can't even sell it to me because he's so zonked out. Like he's trying to weigh it out.
Out to
just
lunch.
Stop for 15 minutes and stare at me. No, he let me in
so I go
and sit down. He goes, "Who are you?"
That's a great drug
I'm trying to talk him through this and he's weighing the shit out. He goes, he turns around, stops. He goes, "Do you have a gun?" I was like, "Do you have a gun?" He was in the kitchen.
If you don't, you could borrow mine.
Man. And then he finishes weighing it out. He goes, "I got to go get a bag." And he goes into the kitchen.
Oh, God.
Like, is he you getting the bag?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
But that's, yeah, I always so encourage him to get more.
So you did ketamine?
Yeah.
So what attracted you to it?
I like to dissociate.
Okay.
I like to not think about what's going on.
How long ago did you say, if you it don't mind answering, was it the first time you did ketamine?
Maybe 6 months ago.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're new to the game.
Yeah, dude. We've been hitting it hard.
Trevor, where you been at?
I have not touched a single mind-altering substance stronger than caffeine in 15 months.
But before that, you ever did ketamine or
a couple
no?
Years, yeah, I did ketamine. Anytime I got the opportunity, dude. Okay. Anytime someone had ketamine, I was falling around, dude.
I'm always Chuck interested Lewis to hear people ketamine, dude. I got a fast start. People know I have potential.
Yeah, I'm always curious because I think I'm too old for new stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you shouldn't do ketamine. No, 40 years older. Yeah,
dude, today I went to the chiropractor for the first time ever in my whole life. I'm like, I don't know about this shit, dude.
That's witch doctor shit, dude.
My neck hurts more than it did before.
Yeah, it's fake, dude. All they do is pop air bubbles out of your bones. Yeah. It's fake.
Yeah.
I don't buy that shit. Chiropractic is a fake science.
Dude, I went in. So this guy, I'm going to let him do whatever he's going to do. It's going to end up costing us $350 over like 5 weeks or 6 weeks or something like that.
Could be worse.
But the point being is he took an x-ray and I can show you the fucking picture. Like my back is crooked.
You know? I see.
Like there's a thing that's crooked in it. So then he's like, yeah, come back three times scoliosis? A week for 2 weeks and then twice a week for 3 weeks and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, do I get an x-ray of... afterwards, and he goes, it'll look the same. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? All right, well, whatever. You know what I mean? It was worth a shot. You know, it hurt. My back hurts, so we'll see if it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, but I think it'll still hurt. I mean, I don't know.
We'll
know
see, dude.
I don't know.
My mom worked for a chiropractor, so I get like free chiropractic
adjustments.
They are incredible because they can kill you so quickly. Yeah,
I had a chiropractor who had a murder on his hands.
They get 99%.
Really? Yeah, I did.
Dude, I'm scared of that. He cracked my neck, and I'm like, I don't know if I want.
He had just died.
He could have snapped it right off. Yeah,
bro,
it's incredible.
This chiropractor, God rest his soul. I'll share his name because he just passed like a week ago. Oliver Price, the great one, dude.
Okay,
he spoke fluent Chinese, and I always found that to be mind-boggling.
White guy. Well, that is mind-boggling, dude.
Bald head.
Chinese people take a double take when a white guy
speaks. I smoked a joint with him once and didn't realize it until he became my family's chiropractor. And I was like, I've gotten high with you, Oliver. Oliver Price, though, and he had a murder on his hands. Some guy supposedly broke into his house, and he just like gave him like a death punch. Like,
way. He
Swayzed him.
Wow.
And then, but also, he had this massage, the chiropractor's office, right? And there were always Chinese women in there. And you would see the strangest things go on in there. Dude. The comings and goings on of that place was so bizarre, right? And I was like, what's going on in here, you know? But I only knew he was a chiropractor.
Are we talking about a top G here?
He was a top G.
Oh, man.
So eventually, I see on the news, one of his places got raided.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, God damn, he was a snakehead, you know? Like, he was bringing these women over. That's why he could speak Chinese.
Because it's like go over there and like he negotiate pricing.
So here's the real wild part.
Oh, God.
I feel like if you're trapped,
but now he's retired,
Chinese women,
so he wouldn't do that.
He's dead.
No, much Chinese. I
think he knew just enough to say, I think he knew just enough to say, I'll murder your whole fucking family back home if you say
like
a word.
It's like a neck thing. You could go, get it?
The girls didn't snitch on him. They all went down and got in trouble. They didn't snitch on him.
Wow,
I was like, Oliver was going to murder their families back in Koreatown? I don't know.
Chinatown. Right?
Yeah. No, China.
That's what they want you to
I wonder if they have versions of like Rosetta Stone for people who are just going there to like sex traffic. They just give you the key phrases.
It's like the terrorists who only learn to take off in the plane.
We're going in 2 weeks. I can't get fluent, but I got to be able to say what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, repeat after me.
You get a pamphlet?
Yeah. Little translation
Shut
dictionary.
Up, bitch.
Sex trafficking for dummies.
Yeah, exactly. They always have those at the airport everywhere.
They got that new movie out.
Say something, see something.
That new sex trafficking movie?
I know where your mother lives.
That was what's going on. The new sex trafficking movie, have you seen that?
Who's in it?
The great James Caviezel.
I don't know who that is.
The guy who played Jesus in The Passion.
Oh, really?
Mel's got his fingertips all over this film.
I knew you'd be into that.
Yeah, dude, I'm so mad. We went to the movies just a week ago and saw Wes Anderson's new movie. I'm so mad I didn't make you go see this Breitbart movie.
Yeah.
It's about child sex trafficking, and I'm sure it's implied heavily that the Democrats are doing it.
Oh, love it. Absolutely.
I mean,
I hope so.
Being that they are. But yeah, crazy.
Because it's based on actual events.
Well, it is. It's like a true story of some guy, and like it's very heavy on the God stuff, so Hollywood hates it.
Yeah.
And it was released in like half the theaters that Indiana Jones was, and it's grossed more money. And it's like a controversy in Hollywood because people are tired of being browbeaten with a non-binary Indiana Jones. And they want to hear about child sex trafficking, dude. They want to see a good guy save a kid from a Democrat. Well,
I've always said like QAnon shit would make great movies. I think it's insane, but it would make the best movies.
QAnon is not real. Pizzagate is.
Well, yeah. Look, teaming up like... Yeah, Mel Gibson and Jim Caviezel teaming up to go inside of a pizza restaurant to kill demon pedophiles?
Bro.
Like, that sounds like a good movie.
You should quit talking about it before someone steals this from us.
Sounds like a great documentary.
Yeah. That sounds like a good... Creative. That's the new Ghost Hunters show.
It's very creative, you know.
And it's also, well, they have so much to go on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah.
It's really
so
not
many,
creative.
There's so many ripped from
it's
the headlines.
It's investigative.
Right.
You know, like it's connecting the dots. It's good journalism.
Well,
the best way
you know,
I put it.
Plugging and chugging into the, you know.
Plugging and chugging. That was on the menu,
the 3X structure, you know.
Yeah.
Hero's journey.
But then all their own guys get caught up in it. Like Tucker was at Comet Ping Pong Pizza.
Corey,
let it go. Yeah,
Tucker went
remember
to...
Comet Ping Pong Pizza? That's where.
What is that? What is that?
Okay,
that's the pizza game.
This is so long ago now.
Tucker good kids.
Supposedly, kids. There's like an underground tunnel.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Supposedly, there's an underground.
Take him off my Rushmore.
There's an underground tunnel system in DC where they
take the kids.
They traffic children.
Yeah,
and it all led back to this pizzeria that also had ping pong tables in it. And you're going to have to watch the YouTube videos, but you can't. They've been taken down.
BitChute.
BitChute, you'll find all the Pizzagate stuff, dude. It's a satanic pedophile cult that's run by the Hollywood and political elite.
Third page of
YouTube. So anyway, Tucker played ping pong there?
Yeah. And if that's what you're calling it.
That's too bad,
if that's what you're calling it, dude.
That's too bad.
Controlled opposition, dude.
Yeah. I still like Tucker. It's hard not to like him. The guy has such a charm.
I feel like, what's his name? Jimmy Kimmel. I feel like Jimmy Kimmel definitely fucked a kid or something, dude. Because he turned
would
a hard corner.
I bet my left hand on it, dude.
He turned a hard corner. He went from the Man Show to like crying about...
He went to the Man Show to hosting the Oscars saying, the best thing about this statue is that its penis has been cut off. How brave, Jim. What a fucking
Jim.
Pussy, dude.
I've never heard Jimmy called Jim.
I'm not calling him Jimmy, dude.
I believe I'm
lost the
why. I have no opinion on
You have no opinion on Jim Kimmel?
Hey, it's fine. Whatever.
Oh, that's an opinion, dude.
Take
a stand.
Your silence.
Dude, your silence,
Your silence is
deafening. It's violence, I would say.
Yeah.
You're all right. I think maybe he's still funny occasionally.
Celebrity boxing, dude, is on the rise. I think a Kimmel Corolla boxing match would be fucking sick.
They'd never do it. They're ass pals.
They pretend to like each other.
They love each other. They still love each other.
Yeah, but they could still get in the ring, dude.
Yeah.
A lot of fighters.
I'm sad that Musk, what's his name, didn't happen.
There's no way Muskerberg was going to go down.
There was a big size difference, I guess.
That's why?
Yeah, I think so. Because they're both jiu-jitsu guys, aren't they?
Oh, I didn't know Elon did jiu-jitsu.
Does he?
Either.
I don't know. I assumed, I guess. I could be wrong.
He does.
Zuckerberg does jiu-jitsu very well.
Oh, well, then
he won a little tournament, but also, like, who did he line up to fight him?
That's so funny.
You know,
he won
who did
a little
he hire
tournament.
To
he
get
won a little tournament.
Yeah, robot shells. Like paper robot shells.
Yeah, that guy.
It was in the metaverse, dude. Just wiping the floor with other
they
people.
They don't even have legs there.
He's got mount. I don't know how.
I guess I would have watched that.
Oh, I would have watched
everyone
the shit
in the
out
world would have watched that, dude.
Yeah, that would have broke records.
Yeah, that would have been the most money making fucking pay per view ever done, ever, period.
I wanted to start a transgender fighting league.
That'd be good.
Sure.
That'd be good.
You want to think two fighters that mad at God Stepping into the ring.
Yeah,
dude.
And you could do cross. You could still do cross, like, over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. Equal. You could really have fantasy matchups, yeah. Dude. Exactly. MTF, FTM, the battle to settle it all.
Yeah, dude.
Sure.
What's the swimmer's name?
Leah Thomas.
Yo, very good, dude. Good pull. You pulled that out.
Good pull,
you pulled
dude.
That quick, dude. You've been reading about LT.
I just think everybody has been yelling about it for fucking a year now.
I forgot, and I yelled about it the whole time.
Leah Thomas versus yeah. Caitlyn Jenner, dude. Caitlyn Jenner is a former Olympian.
Oh, man, that would
she's
be
got,
good.
She's got good hands.
Jenner's 6'4". Oh, but also, dude, Thomas is 6'4".
Young, too. Young
I'm
and lean.
I'm taking Thomas over
young
Jenner.
Young and lean, dude. What about in the pool? What about in the pool, dude? We're talking
Little Thomas all day.
We're talking a male Olympian versus female best.
Charity golf outing?
College.
Jenner takes it every time.
Oh, okay. Now yeah. we're talking. Now we're
Jen,
talking.
Did you ever see that video of Craig T. Nelson? You remember him, Hayden Fox from Coach?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Craig T. Nelson is playing golf.
You remember Coach?
Yeah.
With Dauber. Remember Dauber? What was the other guy's name?
Coach.
Dauber Lebarski and Luther.
Luther.
Yeah, dude. So Craig T. Nelson is at a charity event.
Right.
With Caitlyn Jenner. And they're standing on the first tee. And Caitlyn Jenner goes, "What do you think, guys? You think I should hit the ladies' tees?" And Craig T. Nelson snaps, dude.
He snaps.
He goes, "Yes, he does, dude." He goes, "No, no, no." He goes, "I've been playing golf with you for 30 years. And you can tell he goes, "Caitlin." And then like they like walk away from the camera. They can tell they're being filmed. He's going, "I've been around since before Caitlin, okay? I know how far you hit it." Like it was like a
great
real
athlete.
Argument, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, you see the funny, feet dude. On that thing, dude.
Yeah.
Big old feet on that bitch.
Classic comedy. This is all good stuff.
It's not funny, dude. It's journalism.
I just think I'd probably watch that as much as I'd watch normal boxing, which is not much.
If you could pick two celebrities to fight, who would you pick?
And what about Kate Jenner, Michelle Obama, dude?
Ooh. Oh, the Ooh. Battle to end all transgender that, issues. Dude. Shit.
We're
dude.
Talking about Mike. You know what I mean?
I
Iron
feel
Mike.
Like, I, yeah, Iron Mike. Iron Mike versus Loose Bruce, dude.
The Splash.
That's a battle. Obama's younger and clearly has more muscle mass.
Yeah, her back, dude. She looks like...
Jenner's got a back on him.
Yeah.
On her.
Jenner's
got a back, dude.
No one ever misgenders Mike, you know?
I do it every time.
No, you don't.
Dude, I will never call. Yeah, dude.
No,
that's President Obama and the first gentleman.
You look like
gentleman.
You're in the dark. Do you know that people think Michelle Obama's mad?
I have friends with Trevor. Trevor for
we talk about it.
This is like four
this
podcasts.
Is a callback. Yeah.
It's true.
Podcast where I made everyone look
we
at
did
wiener.
Watch the wiener podcast. That's right. That one was great. Dude. Yeah.
Michelle Obama was a
I gotta
giant
start remembering
dick.
To turn on these cameras. I keep forgetting to do it. Whatever.
So, okay, other celebrity boxing matches. I like where this goes. I do. They don't all have to be gender.
Well, I'd
gender
like,
people.
I'm bored with the gender stuff. The rich. Let's get the rich.
I think
the
we should
rich
do
tongue.
Big women versus small men. That'd be fun.
Yeah,
ooh,
that would
like
be good.
A Howard Crumb cartoon.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the dream
Rosie
of the
O'Donnell.
UFC, right? That's the, like, it's like a kung fu guy fighting,
oh, yeah.
Fighting a, you know, like
Brittany
Griner
versus
Lasso
Tom
star.
Cruise, dude.
Like
yeah, dude, that'd be a good
who?
One. Cruise?
Brittany Griner versus Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, dude.
I feel like Cruise would whoop the shit
the timeless
out of that guy.
He's like 5'7".
The timeless
like,
guy, dude.
She's 6'10", I think.
I bet he trains all
Let's
kinds.
And he's old as hell.
If he
but
could
he's
bring
still doing it.
Xenu, if he could bring...
Yeah,
like,
dude. If he had Xenu
Angels,
in his corner.
Yeah.
If he had Xenu in his corner.
Yeah.
Bathes and
he probably would.
Fetuses
He'd probably
to
bring
keep
him.
Himself young.
But. Yeah, it's like Overwatch.
What are you looking at?
This is on my last search
Why?
That I pulled up.
Why?
For the listener,
the
it's
worst.
A gaping asshole and vagina.
And a gaping
Both
vagina.
Gaping.
And a gaping
Bro,
vagina.
Both gaping.
If you look quickly, you could mistake it for a bowling ball.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
dude.
That's why bowling is the sexiest
man,
sport
or a screen
by far.
Mask.
Dude, I saw full fledged
<That's true>.
Screen mask. Cyclops scream mask.
That was Lord. Fantastic, dude. Scream mask. What am I looking up? Griner height.
Dude, no way. No.
I think bowling.
Celebrity bowling. No, that's where it's at.
I tried
dude.
To do a thing about where it's like, Look, Musk and who is it?
6ix9ine.
Who's the guy? Who's the fucking Facebook guy?
Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
The Zuck, man.
Zuckerberg.
Like, I always said, I want them, whoever wins, it would be nice if they both died quickly in the ring.
Yeah, that's what it would be.
Yeah.
Speaking of dying quickly, you guys heard about that submarine?
I like the concept because who are two other rich? Oh, Bezos. I wouldn't mind seeing that weasel get popped.
Well,
Bezos,
I feel like if you want to see billionaires fight, I think if you want to see rich billionaires fight, you just check out war.
Yeah,
that's
right.
War is.
It is what war is.
In many ways.
Okay, so you could think about because you have to group them in like things. So like like country western singer versus rapper. That'd be a good one, dude.
What about
terrible musicians at it?
What about all the women that Bill Gates slept with versus all the women that Bill Clinton slept with?
They can't fight.
They won't. They're underage. They can't fight.
We can't make money off of it. They can still fight.
They're still underage.
They're still underage. It's been 2 decades.
That would be nuts. They should have to probably. Yeah, because I don't know. Like who Musk is, Grimes, his ladies.
I'd fight her.
It's Grimes versus what, Ellen Chow? That's
who's Ellen Chow?
Who's Grimes?
Zuckerberg's
wife.
Wonder how much he paid for her.
And then his kids. Like, who do you think their kids would win? Like in wrestling melee. Zuckerberg's kids.
A family battle.
Kids. Yeah, yeah.
Will
yeah.
Smith's family.
Versus just like a third world village family. Let's go.
Yeah.
If they win, they get to take over as the celebrity family.
Ooh,
yes.
Yeah, not
winner
bad.
Winner take all.
Dude, yeah. We'd all win there. No matter what happens, dude.
And fucking Jaden has to go live in the Sahara.
That'd be incredible.
I'm trying to think of this guy's name and I can't. I know he's got 100 kids.
You kind of look like you have been to play a young Sam Elliott in a flashback scene of a movie.
Dude, the mustache summer, dude. I don't know why it's not catching on. And where's Brian Rowe when you need him, dude?
I always rock a stash. I just haven't lately.
You just haven't lately because
you've
been turning your back on the mustache
My
community,
mustache
dude.
Is such a loud mustache.
Yours is good. Why?
It's very
you've
loud.
Gotta
like,
run
it's
it.
So distinct and black.
I'm thinking about getting Just for Men
and
combing it in.
You look like a biker.
Dude.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I do. When I do the Fu Manchu, the handlebars is liberating to walk out of the house with. Like, if you walk out of the house with a handlebar mustache, you feel like nobody can.
I want to rock a mullet.
No one
can
stop me. I'm on the way up. That's what is going through your head, dude.
Jared, you could do some real fun stuff. You got long enough hair, dude. You could do mohawk. You could do mullet.
You could do a braided thing, like the guitarist from System of a Down.
Yeah, you could do white dreadlocks, dude.
I could do blackface.
You could do blackface.
I've earned it.
Don't do the arms or the hands, dude. Make it real apparent that what you're doing is wrong.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You could keep the Jew locks. What are those ones called?
Pais.
Pais.
That's what those are called?
I know.
I know. The worst, right? We've been thinking about changing it.
Well, because pay us.
Oh, that's so funny.
We have not made it.
It slid right over our heads. I can't believe it.
That's how they do it, dude.
We have not made it easy for ourselves.
Did you hear what Kanye did, dude? Kanye hired a clown and dressed him up as a rabbi and brought him to his kid's birthday to teach them about Jewish trickery.
Oh, no. Oh, what?
See, the rabbit was in his hat all along. This is how the banking system works. That's insanity, dude.
How old are the kids?
Like 5, dude.
People are like, who could have seen it coming?
What I like is that there's a clown out there with that act, dude. He's like, oh, yeah, no, I do the rabbi one.
Much more do you think? Because the guy was probably like, no, I'm not doing it. What is this, a prank call? And then Kanye was like, I'll offer you $350 million.
That's what I'm saying.
And he's like,
oh, Sunday then? Or?
Yeah, he's like, I need the money. I'm not Jewish.
Yeah, he got it's 5 figures
and
for sure.
And you've got the costume already?
I'll pay you 10 times more than you've ever made, which is $120. Incredible. My number is
like, look, it's open bar, all right?
It's been a big month, dude. It's been a big month for... crusty.
You could bring yeah,
what's the guy, what's the guy's name? What's the rabbi clown's name, dude?
Ooh, we Herschel something? One, dude. Shlomo.
Shlomo. No.
Yeah, Shlomo the clown.
Shifty. Shifty the clown.
That's crazy. That's for real?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't there. Okay. But you know, that's what's going around on my side of the internet.
I just want to get his number, dude. Does he do references, dude? Is he on
what
is
else
on
could
Yelp?
We get that clown to do? That's what we should be doing on here, dude. Innovative shit, prank
calls. Figuring
out
what this clown can do, dude.
Look up a Jewish Kanye clown, I guess. I'm pretty interested.
This is going to take forever, dude. I'm the worst at computer.
Fair enough.
Look up what the Jewish Kanye clown is doing. He probably demanded secrecy. Look, I'll do it. I don't need word getting out.
Jew clown. Is that
what you're going to Google?
That's what you're going to Google?
No, Kanye West clown story, maybe. Or
I mean,
West.
I'm just assuming it was probably some like old Jew, like Shelley Mason or Jackie Mason, just like, hey, you know, is a balloon animal snakes. You're all getting snakes.
No one gets snakes. Your
right, give me, of give me one second Jackie here. Mason. Give me 1 second here.
Is that the first black baseball player?
No.
Kanye West, rabbi clown.
According to MSN.com, now when people regarded the street artist's work, they saw something else.
What? Okay, yeah.
Messengers flooded his inbox, asking if he planned to remove it.
So the people didn't like it? That's weird. I figured it would have been pretty happy.
Yeah, it did happen. I mean, I didn't make this up. I was told this.
So no, Kanye, I believe you're saying, right. Like,
these are Rolling Stones words.
Yeah, basically.
Says,
yeah.
Rolling Stone says, there are a lot of Jews in Hollywood. Let a rabbi explain why. That's their headline, dude.
Before you get any crazy ideas.
He painted a mural of Kanye West, then a rabbi called, for an Israelite chief rabbi, a mess of Kanye's making. Black people are actually Jews, the historical origins of Kanye.
Yeah, that's a classic. Yeah.
That's an album title, dude.
I love that there's a historical origin to it. Like, so somebody's out there doing like genealogy on Kanye, and they're like, there it is, right there, the black Israelites. That's where it was.
Well, they're the original Israelites.
I love black Hebrew Israelites, dude.
So who's the guy? Who's their fucking like Israel guy? Like, how are they Israelis?
They always were. And then a wizard.
Moses Malone.
No, for real.
Okay.
It's like aliens.
All
like,
the black guys are chilling in Israel, and then.
There's an evil wizard named Yaqub, for real.
Yaqub.
There was like.
Thank you, because I totally thought you were fucking around.
No, this is real.
This is real.
An evil wizard named Yaqub invented white people. To get one over on black people.
Bless Allah Haqub.
I think it's Yaqub or something like that. And then there was this guy named
Akbar.
Thousands of years passed. There was a guy named Elijah Muhammad who was like no one knows what this guy looks like or what his age was
because you can't draw pictures of him.
Well, no, it was in the 1860s or something like that. 1870s. So and then that's the founding of the Nation of Islam. For real.
Connect the dots.
I don't know any of this shit.
You can't connect the dots.
A wizard makes white people, and now blacks are from Israel, is the explanation?
I think, yeah, they're the original, like, I guess, like, the original
tribes. Were they banished from Israel or something?
There's,
or
like, 12 tribes of Israel.
They were evicted.
They were evicted.
It's an odd tale.
They
I'm
defaulted
no, I'm
on a
no
loan.
Expert.
They defaulted on a loan to the Jews.
Yeah,
oh,
and
God.
Then they took the property, dude. Oh, it's a story as old as time.
I pass black Israelites like twice a week. They're like,
are they downtown?
Yeah, they're downtown, like a block from where
I
work.
You gotta drop a pin when
it's like
that
every
so
Saturday and
go.
Sunday. They're out there. And
do you think they would do a podcast, or do you think they really hate me?
They would call you white devil.
Yeah, I've always wondered if I like stop, and I'm like, you guys are spot on. Like,
no,
let me join.
No, you definitely aren't allowed to join, dude. I've sent in all kinds of applications.
But if you asked to be a double agent, be like, I want to get after these whites with you. But when you guys take
no,
over,
they wouldn't trust you because you're white devil, dude.
Yeah, but
what if
they
I
know
kill
that
a white guy?
They got to. Yeah, let's kill a white guy.
They think that that's just in your nature because you're an animal, dude.
Well, could they like keep me as a pet? Would they have me on a leash?
Listen, I'll do anything.
Will you guys keep me on a leash?
What do you got? What do you got?
I'll start at the ground level.
I have skills. I do dishes. What else can you do?
Yeah, you level up and they start buying you tanning packages. Eventually you can stand up.
Yeah, eventually you're like a Dolezal type.
It would be sick to get those guys on a podcast, dude.
That's what I'm saying, dude. God, but I don't know if I want them in my house.
Oh, you can't have them here.
If they hate me that much. But
they hate you, dude.
But this is the thing. It's not like they're going out killing people. It's not like they're the Klux. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most of the time
the Klux really didn't kill that many people. Not in the modern era, anyway.
You're not supposed to talk about that. They're killing people. White supremacy is the greatest threat this nation has now.
That's true, from the FBI, and they've
never said anything wrong about white or black people. We can trust them. The FBI has a great record on race stuff, so we can trust everything they say.
What's worse?
What's worse?
Yeah.
What, blacks or whites? I'm not answering that.
No.
You're out of your mind, dude.
No. What's worse than white supremacy?
Oh, corruption of government is a bigger threat to our nation.
Yeah. I feel like that's mostly white people.
Yeah, but that's because there are mostly white people.
I'm not going to answer this, dude. I promised myself on the drive here that I wasn't going to talk about any of this stuff because I'm always just joking, but it sounds really serious. Immigration.
From Finland.
Yeah, dude. Finland, those are the Sweden. Real, dude. The Nords, dude.
Nords are
coming. I've had enough of the fucking Nords, dude. I'm glad somebody said it, dude. I went over here. Dude, I went into IKEA a couple weeks ago. And it feels like you're in some sort of weird dystopian future.
I've never been in
where we lost World War II to Sweden.
Is it like a warehouse?
It's fucking, everything's written in Swedish. And
they got meatballs, don't they?
You get lost in there. And it looks like a strange amusement park.
That's what you
want
to eat every day. Every day you want to just walk around big stores and eat meatballs. That's what they
There's
want.
There's ketamine that in is meatballs, dude.
Dude, that's their idea. That's the testing ground for the New World Order. It's IKEA, dude. They painted the steps in Pride flag, breakfast. Dude. It must have taken them weeks.
Oh, God.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, meatballs. That's what you want?
The nerve, dude. Yeah. What else do the Swedes even eat, dude? Chocolate, probably.
Fish. They like salty snacks.
Yeah.
You ever have like Swedish like snacks?
What country has the hottest women?
It's like salty
USA,
licorice.
Baby. You seen Dylan Mulvaney? Come on.
No, we're in last place, if a place at all.
No, we get everybody.
Brazil, they have fake bitches.
Well, that's the thing.
Brazil is really big into surgery.
If you're going to say which country has the hottest chick, I think we're in there. But if you're going to say like the average, no, we're not. Our average is getting pretty low. You know what I mean? But, you know. So is it for men, I guess. We're not really, especially you, Jared. You really need to clean up, dude.
We're getting... Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm ahead of the curve, I think.
Norway?
It's true. Your style's coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Russia? I really like the Czechoslovakian section of the Pornhub.
What were you just doing? Were you just trading like human trafficking on your phone and then you came back or what? Because
are we off that?
I don't like the set.
Oh, we were off that? I was Googling.
I don't like the set decoration.
I think the girls in international waters are probably the hottest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. The hot commodity. The ones with a price on their head.
I don't like that. I think America's pretty good, dude. We got it all. Like Jared said, we got it all, dude. We're shipping them in, dude. All the hot chicks from those other countries are just trying to fuck
it's
old
not
American
the hot
men.
Ones coming into the country, dude.
Yeah, you're talking about celebrity hot. Like, you know,
what I'm saying. If you're going to the hottest,
I'm talking about like who, if you walk down to the local Scarps,
right?
Is the hottest women, dude. What place are the average bitches the hottest?
It's probably somewhere in South America, I bet, or Russia.
I don't know, man.
I feel like they're fat in South America, aren't they?
I feel like Russia. It's right amount of starvation like Russia, and hunger. It's a good mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's close. That's yeah,
hot,
yeah.
Soulless eyes.
There's a part of Russia also that's basically Asia. So it's like whites and Asians like all intermingled.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds made up.
Nope, that's true. There's a lot of Russian speaking Asian looking people who don't speak
that's insane.
Mandarin at all. They just are fucking Russian.
I've showed you that video of the
huge
white kid.
Yeah, it's huge.
Have you seen the video of the white kid who was adopted by parents from Singapore? And
and he's got the accent.
He has, so it just sounds like he's doing a really racist impression of Asian people.
He's always walking.
Everywhere he goes, people are like, asshole. he's doing the full Asian voice, dude, and he's just a white kid.
He's like, oh, you're like, can't go to Asian restaurants at all.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
The funniest thing is like thinking about him on a date at a restaurant. And be like, oh, it's like, oh, very much. it's just like, this is teppanyaki, dude. This is not cool.
Well, dude, it's crazy. There's every sort of person does probably naturally exist in the world, right?
I mean, there's 700 billion people, right?
No, there's 7.8.
So, all right, you say 700 billion, he says 8. Somewhere in between or whatever.
Yeah, these are Holocaust numbers. If you can think it, someone's doing it.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably not all true, but probably, yeah, mostly true, because we think about things that have already been done, but...
Like, the freak show, it is sad that we don't have, are we bringing back freak shows? How far are we away?
Oh, for sure we're bringing them back, but no one's paying admission, dude.
Yeah.
They're just on the news.
They're just
dude.
Out.
Yeah.
Dude, I saw
they're just out everywhere.
Right on a cover of Bud Light can, dude. Come take a look at a bearded lady, dude.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah, but you pay top dollar to that back in the day. Like, it would be a draw. That's like a draw.
I know, but it still is a draw. I mean, that's why people are loving to do it. You know what I mean? Like, there's still a draw to it. For a lot of people, it's like, that's cool with me. And don't get me wrong, it's cool with me too, but it's not.
A lot of people think that's it's not okay. Wrong. This that's country's not going to hell.
No, a lot of people think give you automatic cred. You know what I mean? It's like a lot of people have their fucking triggers. You know, like some people are like, oh, that guy's got street cred. That guy's got queer cred. That guy's got
social currency.
Pussy. Getting cred, you know what I mean? Yeah, social currency, exactly.
PGC, pussy getting cred.
PGC.
Standard PGC.
Yeah, the ho-hound, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because most people are just boring and average.
Dude.
So then you gotta like just...
You just gotta lop your dick off with a hay sickle.
Dude, well, you kind of go like, hey, this is, you should buy my thing, because I'm unique. I'm the only person like me.
Dude. It's,
you are, but you know.
This is making me think of this. So we went to fireworks in, it's, I don't know, it's a weird name. It's like Xenolapia or Xenolopia or something like that.
Xelianople?
Exactly. Xelianople.
Yeah.
All right, so we went to fireworks in Xelianople because Cindy was playing the Star Spangled Banner in like the orchestra there.
Okay.
Anyway, I all day long could watch like 11 to 15 year old boys try to impress girls. It's so fucking funny, dude.
That is awesome.
I was out at this park and it was just all the girls running around at their fucking like, and the boys are like on bicycles trying to do like wheelies near them. You know what I mean?
Hell
and, like,
yeah.
like falling hell over yeah. And then like looking to see who saw him fall
hand
over.
Sanitizer.
Yeah, dude.
Blake was a big eat things that aren't edible guy.
Yeah, dude. You gross them out, dude. It was, that's how you get them.
That's how you get the chicks, dude.
Yes.
Oh, dude, I'm putting
girls barely
relish in my
phones,
tomato
dude.
Soup at lunch. I'm going to get these bitches.
I matched with a girl on one of these dating sites, and I was like, we went to high school together, and we matched on there. So I'm like, oh, hey, maybe she wants to hang out or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, how have you been? And her first response back was, I've been in therapy since you used to make fun of my big nose and called me Snoopy every day.
Oh, fuck, dude.
I was like, ouch,
that
dude.
Sucks. That sucks, dude. Did you it say sucks. Sorry?
I recovered, dude. We had a date scheduled. And oh, I stood her up. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Double whammy, bitch. Don't
no.
come at me.
Kidding, dude,
don't bring up my
really,
sins of the past.
You really fucked this chick over, dude. Yeah, you dude. Like stood her up on a date well, to make it here, even worse.
Dude, I had a great recovery.
Oh, you strung her along still.
Oh, no, I'm out. I'm out now.
Yeah, and she's more damaged.
You should have just
she
built should... a doghouse where you asked her to meet up.
She should have dressed up as fucking Woodstock and laid on the top of it. She was very pretty, too.
She should. Yeah, you should offer to. You can hold a football, and I'll try to kick her. That should be good. Hey,
that would be good.
Yeah.
I said, I was like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. I was just a young boy. I was a young bull, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I was just trying to flirt with you, and I didn't know how yet. You know.
And also, Snoopy is cool.
Yeah.
It was so dumb, the stuff you thought was, like, when you're a young boy, you just like, I gotta talk to those women somehow.
It's still dumb,
I don't
dude.
Fucking know how to do guy. And yeah. then, like, you throw rocks at him just so they're like, stop it. And you're like, yeah, oh, she said stop it. She said stop it.
Yeah, you would just beat the shit out of each other yeah, in front of girls.
Yeah.
And that's, you're like, oh, it's going to work.
Yeah.
She's going to talk
to you. Dude, it's been working since...
It does still work. It does still work, actually. Yeah. Girls are in a bar being like, beat that guy up.
But you know what works a little bit better? Like, if you just, like, if you're in sixth grade, if you live closer to the girls and if your parents hang out with the other
I used to sneak out. I used to sneak out in middle school a lot. There's nothing better, dude. I would kill for that. That's real love, dude.
What?
Sneaking out of your house in the seventh grade.
I've never had that either.
To go rub tits, dude.
Nope.
Very cool.
Nope.
Give him the old
very cool back
pass interference symbol.
Just get head in the cornfield.
Yeah, it's fucking sick, dude. I would kill to be doing that right now.
Back from a seventh grade.
God, I just think of those seventh grade bodies. And takes me back.
Most of the time,
takes
too.
Takes me back to a... innocent time.
Well, the difference is most of the time back then you did it to tell a friend. Now you don't want to tell anyone.
I don't watch Stranger Things, though.
I remember.
I don't watch Stranger Things.
Very different so reactions from your buddies when you tell them you dig down an eighth grader. And
oh, God.
Dude, I remember I told my buddies that I got a beach.
You lied?
No, it was the authentic beach, the original beach, dude. First one. And it wasn't very good. I just had dinner tonight with this guy. He's a friend of mine.
That guy gave you a beach?
No. The guy who I told, the guy who I divulged the secret to. I was like, dude, you can't tell anyone. It was him and my friend Bob. I was like, you can't tell anyone.
And you knew he'd tell everyone.
No, I genuinely thought he wouldn't tell anyone. I had to get it off of my eighth grade brain, dude.
Yeah, of course.
I was so fired up about what had happened. I was.
It's a big deal.
It was such a big deal, dude.
Yeah. My wiener was in another human mouth.
Yeah.
And
it's incredible.
Then I was like, you can't tell anyone, though, dude. And I sat down at lunch, and I watched it spread throughout the cafeteria, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I watched people become informed of what happened. And then the next period, they called her into the guidance counselor.
Oh, no.
And I'm, like, sweating, because they do it with loudspeaker.
Yeah.
Sweating. I'm like, shit, dude. She'll be good. She'll stand strong. Just deny.
Was this at school?
No, it was at a party outside of school.
Thank goodness.
But then... they still called her parents because she came clean.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like so appalled. I was like, it wasn't on school grounds. You have no right. And then I'm like, in hindsight, I'm like, we were 13. Tell the parents, dude. Yeah. Kids doing that, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you tell the parents, dude. Your kid's doing that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's not like you're transitioning. Adults that's private.
It's like if you're. It's like if your kid. That. No, if your kid was at another parent's house and then you found your kid sucking somebody's dick, you want that parent to say, "Hey, I walked into the basement and your kid was sucking a dick."
Yeah.
You know, you same difference. Just adults narking on kids. That's like the system. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a good. It's we've done it for years that way, and it works.
That's how you raise people.
Then they called me in. And I was already a
sex
seasoned
a
criminal,
sin.
Dude.
You must learn that sex is a sin.
They're using police interrogation.
As early as possible.
Number one indicator of poverty is early child.
Yeah, they literally did interrogate
you must,
me, dude.
You must stop sexuality and make it a fetish early. So that
well, I don't think
really.
That you say like, all right, well, now that the cat's out of the bag, everybody drop them. We're doing blowjobs today. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the parents should know. We were kids, dude.
I think what we need
girls.
Is trans people putting condoms on stuff, you know?
That helps.
Yeah, that would be good.
That helps fetishize the whole thing, dude. You know, if we're going fetish, might as well go full blown and everybody just dress up as the opposite sex and we'll bring in some grown fellow with hairy ass cheeks to twerk at him while he reads The Hungry Caterpillar.
Well, I probably would.
You need to learn.
What's funny is The Hungry Caterpillar has a hole in every page and you flip it over until you find
the old pizza box trick.
Until you get to the end, dude.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I saw
Good Night Moon, just a caper.
I will say, I saw a lot of terrible school shows and they were boring.
Yeah.
I really think about you in that at that age. Would that not be the funniest
bunch. Well, the boys would be having a good one with that at lunch.
Dude, everybody,
do you remember health class learning about sex?
If you're that
sex?
Age, that would be the best.
I don't know about
it.
You're superintendent
flapping his ass cheeks in your face, dude. Hell
I think it would be funny to have sex ed teachers that were that way. That would be so...
Dude, do you remember health class,
That would rip.
My dad taught. Oh, that's so crazy, dude. Yeah. Your dad had to come in
sex ed
and teach and the twerk health class.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, dude, that's insane.
Yeah,
because I remember how I treated my health teacher. And it was just, I thought it was so funny. I was. It was really funny, dude, to raise your hand with your boys and be like, what's lube?
Yeah, yeah. I tried so hard to get my health teacher to talk about blowjobs because we were talking about herpes. And it was, and I was like, and they're like, there's simplex A and simplex B, and one's on your mouth. And I was like, could you ever transmit simplex A, simplex B? And they're like, no, because one's on your mouth and one's on your genitals. And I'm like, and there's just no way that that could ever
intersect.
I just kept following up.
She would write down questions for the other people to ask.
Yeah, be
like, oh, I'll do this. What's your wife's pussy like?
Very good. Wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Why don't you ask the gym teacher? I've had a rough year.
My dad was the gym teacher too.
That's insane, no way, dude. Your dad had to come in, and did he make everyone get naked?
We didn't make us.
Did he make you come up for the demonstration?
Jerry, why don't you come up here? Now this is okay because we're family. Yeah, man.
So
that had to be like, did that bother you?
Only a little bit.
Were you in the class, obviously, right?
I'm fine. I'm doing fine. All right,
dude. I would not. I would tell him no.
I don't.
No,
Dad.
You need a new job, and we're moving.
No, it was like maybe because he was the health teacher and the gym teacher that it was like he was like a hilarious gym teacher. We would just play kickball. Like it was the same vibe.
What school did you go to? Alderdice?
No, this was in grade school. So community day. So it's Jew school.
Okay.
What was the most badass like PE thing your dad was like? Was there a good game, or did he give you like help on the Presidential Fitness Award test? Dude,
kickball.
He's like, that was clearly a 37-inch reach. My boy's got a good reach.
Dodgeball was always sick.
Dude, was your dad ever shaking his head like being like, "God damn it, Jared"? You know, when you're like playing kickball or something, you're striking out.
Well, you know, his style, and I think that was it's probably like a good way to do it was like. Look, Sex, I can't tell you much about. You'll figure it out. You know? Like, don't you know, wear a condom, try not to get an STD. It was more like smoking. It was like literal
health. He's telling you don't do it.
Well, he was like, I think most
it gives you cancer. I think that kind of
wear a condom and smoke.
Afterwards, make sure you smoke.
I'm just saying like most health class is not like your dick is not the only thing in your on your body. So he goes like, and that's
it's the most important.
It's very important. But like he was like, oh yeah, don't smoke cigarettes. I don't know, work out occasionally, eat more fruits.
Dad, does size matter? Is that
dude? Those are the questions we thought were so profoundly funny.
Oh, dude, that is so funny though. When you're in eighth grade, asking an adult that stuff, it's
so good. And you get carte blanche to be like,
oh yeah.
So what are lesbians? It's so like, good. Dude.
How would a lesbian even have sex? You said that sex was.
Yeah.
Are lesbians gay? The teacher has to answer it, dude.
Yeah.
The teacher has to answer it, dude.
It's so good.
It's like a fucked up game of Simon Says, dude.
Oh, man.
Dude, yeah. It's not that interesting.
Yeah, no, it's not interesting at all. It's hilarious. Dude.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
What would you say was, so for us, it was like elementary school, junior high, and then high school. Is that what you guys had?
Yeah.
What would you say was like the funnest?
Sixth grade, dude. Being the king of the elementary school, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine went sixth through eight. Because sixth grade with elementary school kids, because like sixth grade is when you start to sprout pubes. So you got to get out from the kids, dude. You got to go in with the men.
We did one through four and then six through eight years.
Yeah. What do you do for fifth grade? You just jump it?
Yeah.
No fifth grade, all the Iowa.
Sorry, no.
They're out caucusing.
Yeah, we did 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, I just think the last year, 6 and 12, because you're just like, fuck the school, we're just partying.
Yeah, it's true. When you're the king of it.
I had a great year in 10th, dude. 10th was a big season.
I remember, yeah, go ahead.
No, that was it.
I remember actually, like you're saying, dude, in elementary school, in fourth grade, like me and this one other kid were like taller than everybody else. And it was like the first day of fourth grade. And we were like, dude.
That was me too. Me and my friend Zach.
We're the fucking kings, dude. Like there's nobody on this playground bigger than us. That's what we were thinking. We were like,
I still think it.
No one could fucking fuck with us, dude. It was pretty funny. Yeah. It's funny to think about. How old is a fourth grader?
10.
10?
Yeah, just seeing a 10-year-old walking around being like, fucking chest out, being like, yeah, okay. We're the king of this shit, dude. Yeah.
Doyle rules.
Doyle rules, exactly, dude.
Did I ever tell you, my dad taught, this was in eighth grade, speaking of like, final year, and it was like, the senioritis type of shit. Yeah, you don't care. The whole thing was like, you go to Israel. I went to a Jewish school, so like
they take you to Israel.
Yeah, that's the culminating crazy thing. So it was the year 2001. Mm-hmm.
You were over there making plans.
My dad. So we always all loved going to my dad's gym class. Like we would just play hockey and just basically beat the shit out of each other.
It's great.
And just had a great time. One day, my dad wasn't there. He took a day off. We got some substitute, and he was just like this fucking military, not like super military, but just this boring ass fucking military guy, like just hard ass.
Yeah, yeah.
He made us all
substitutes.
Like he was like, all right, everybody, line up on the line.
He's like, this is boot camp.
Yeah, this is boot camp. All right, everybody, say your name. My one friend. We had these two twins called Nikolai and Vladimir, two Russian twins.
Two vodka bottles.
Like that. So it was. There was like a big. It was the attic of the fucking school, and then there was a stage, and then there was a curtain and stuff like that. We were all lined up, right?
Yes.
All lined up. The twins, Nikolai and Vladimir, would peek their head. They didn't line up, and they peek their head behind the curtain, just like do faces and shit like that.
Yes.
And we would all just laugh, and this guy would go like, "What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?" And like nothing, nothing. He'd look back. They put their head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, he got fucking super pissed. He's like, "Everybody, sit down, I'm calling the principal." Right. We all got in trouble. Right. So like, then the next day.
Yeah.
Next day.
Can't
wait. It was kind of interesting. Like, so we're in art class. Like, next day in art class. It was just boys, and we all took the art class, same small school. Principal comes, and we're just like drawing dicks.
right.
Sick.
Drawing dicks and balls and pubes. And
the letter S, like the metal
titties
symbol.
And whatever. And they're like, this is art. This is hilarious.
Yeah.
Principal comes in out of nowhere, right? And excuses the teacher and goes, we know it was someone who was the teacher came, the sub came in tears.
No tears. Way.
You broke a grown woman.
Yeah. It was a guy.
You broke him.
You broke a guy.
Grown man. So funny.
And we're like, you write down the names.
Crying.
Yeah. Yeah.
These children are cruel.
He'll never come in. You write down the names. We're gonna give everybody a piece of paper. And you write down the names of who was doing
the bad. Yeah.
And then like we couldn't leave. It was a surprise. So it was no plan. Yeah, it was like some World War II.
So you guys
shit.
Got to vote.
So we
you vote
did
for?
They read the votes like well, tribal
Yeah, control. Exactly.
That'd be sick.
That would be sick, dude.
Well,
that's
dude,
two
yeah.
votes.
Nikolai.
That's two votes, Nikolai, one vote. Jared.
Well, dude, that was the thing. Like, so the fact that it was like a surprise, you go like, do we snitch? Like, and they're like, we're going to get in trouble. Like the vibe is like, you're going to get in trouble.
Everybody was like, I am Spartacus.
Like, no one.
Everyone should have wrote their own name.
There was exactly. kind of like this nerd ass called Ben. And we were like, we were kind of making fun of this kid. He was like the kid
Ben
was,
takes the fall.
No, the kid that was Ben?
No, he was the kid that was bad.
Next
at
time
sports.
You tell the story, say okay, that Ben
yeah.
did it.
Yeah. Well, like, and we were like, Ben's gonna fucking snitch. We know. No one wrote shit. Everyone in the class
wrote what?
Wrote nothing. Didn't see anything.
Should have all wrote Ben.
We should have. Got his ass.
Would have been good.
Handed it in. Like, just principal was like, okay, we're very disappointed in you. Didn't say anything. So we're like, they took away recess privileges for the rest of the year.
So we got.
They took away our dance, and they were like, "All right, well, we could still go to Israel. I'll get hand jobs and you know, in the promised land." Fucking 9/11 happens.
Oh no!
And they were
happens.
Like, "Yeah," they were like, "Yeah," they were like,
"No recess
until someone comes clean."
Who did this? Who did this?
Write it down.
We know it was one of you.
It was Nikolai. It was Vladimir. We both did it together.
Fucking Ben.
Ben was a mastermind.
Ben grew up to start the Daily Wire. He's actually doing great. Ben Shapiro.
He married the other nerd ass from my class. Nice. It's a great story. So all the parents got together. They were like, we can't send these kids to Israel. Like, they're going to die in Israel. Yeah. We were like, no, I think we should go. In the back of all our minds, we're like, we want to get hand jobs.
Yeah.
We want to get hand jobs. What? You're stopping us.
We were promised hand jobs.
And we just went, they were like, ended up not going to Baltimore. I ended up not going to Israel. We just went to Baltimore for two days.
A close
punishment. No, that was your punishment, dude. You will not go to Israel, and instead, you will go to Baltimore.
It was so stupid.
I've heard nothing but bad things about Baltimore.
It was so shitty.
There was an aquarium, and I
they got the Belmont.
We bought a porno mag, and someone came on the doorknob.
Oh god. What the fuck, dude? Like,
it was Ben.
it was like this weird prank that we did where
come on the doorknob, a classic, dude.
There was this guy classic. Mitch that everybody would make fun of too.
Let me guess, Mitch the bitch.
Yeah.
That's a classic, dude. I know. No, poor Mitch, every Mitch ever, you know?
Yeah, you should
every
be
last one, dude.
You should have to name your kid something that doesn't rhyme with
Bitch.
Like, Mitchell, that's your name of your grandfather.
Nope.
Maybe not. Right.
Grandma was a bitch.
I remember one time we got caught drinking in the garage on the 4th of July, 2003.
Yeah.
And I know this because I lost my virginity the day before.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a great run. It was a great 48 hours, dude. I had sex with a girl in the woods, and then we fell asleep on a blanket. And I got stung. I immediately fell asleep right after. I still do that. And I got stung by a bee or something right on the lip while I was sleeping. And I woke up, my whole lip was so swollen. And I was like, Dude. Fuck, I think I have herpes. Like, I didn't know what was going on.
What the fuck? You didn't notice you got bee stung?
I passed out, dude. Oh, I had two Mike's Hard Lemonades and made sweet, sweet jungle love, dude, in those woods.
It was Jesus.
Steve Miller song in those woods, dude. It might have been less, dude. Yeah. And we walked to Sheetz to get condoms, which took 2 hours there and 2 hours back. And around 4 a.m., I entered. And around 4:01, I fell asleep and was mauled by a bee. It was a great night, dude. One of the best. We woke up the next day, and Greg Kenya, who's dead, we went to his house and drank. We drank in the garage because he was out of town. So we're like, nice, open house. He gave us the garage code, and we were in there slugging Keystone Ices. Those are like 6%ers, baby.
Oh, baby.
And the cold beer can was making the swelling of my bee herpes go down. So that was nice, too. I was like, I'm back, baby. I'm ready to walk into public, you know? And his grandparents showed up to like check on the house and water the plants or something. We did not anticipate anyone coming. We were 14, 13.
Yeah.
So they said, everyone write down your name and your phone number. We're calling your parents.
Yeah.
Everyone did except me. And I had just seen Fight Club for the first time. So I wrote down Tyler Durden and left a fake phone number.
Damn.
Everyone got in trouble with me.
Wow, damn. Dude.
Yeah, dude.
Nice.
Never let them think they got something on
you. Yeah, dude.
You know?
You're feeling it. Yeah.
I was on fire that weekend, dude.
Yeah, you're like, I could lie. Why don't you just lie?
Nothing can stop me.
Yeah.
There's this one time when we were on a...
Yeah.
We were on a train bridge throwing shit at trains because that was one of our favorite pastimes out in the country. It was like get old TVs and stuff like that. Yeah. And when a train would go underneath the bridge, you would throw it into the empty coal cars and it would explode. Right? And that was a good time. So we're doing this as we often do. And we'd also incorporate this in what we call chasing trains, right? So this windy gravel road over a wooden bridge over the river up to another wooden bridge that goes over the train tracks. So you would try to watch the train go under. Then you'd get in your car, which is already running, and then you'd drive like a fucking rally racer through the countryside and get to the other bridge before the train was the goal, right? So we're doing this, and we come back, and the sheriffs are there, like, all over the bridge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what are you fucking laughing at?
Doesn't matter.
All right. Way to kill this fucking
scene, dude.
I'm sorry,
you killed the story. I was doing a private thing. There's no cameras. Yeah,
all right.
I was showing Blake something in my phone.
Anyway, it was a good time. The cops were there.
Oh, man. Well, now you got to push.
What actually happened?
Well, the cops were all there, and then we were a bunch of kids, and they had found a meth lab, as is the style in Iowa, underneath the bridge.
Okay.
And so they were like, what have you guys been doing here? Blah, blah, blah. Eventually, they get down to the point where they're accusing us of running a meth lab under a bridge. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
And my buddy has brass knuckles in his pocket, and I have a marijuana pipe, and that stuff's illegal in Iowa. And they get to the point where they're...
Yeah, but there's a comparative...
Yeah,
like, I don't know. It's a meth lab...
Yeah, yeah, but either way,
all sins are equal in God's eyes.
Yeah. But they go to start patting us down, right? And because me and my one buddy are like the most problem because we have mouths on us, you know what I mean?
Let's go.
We're like separated from the group. So the group gets patted down, but we don't, which is weird because we're like the most, you know what I mean? And these guys really want to pin a meth lab on us. So eventually they do call my dad.
And how old were you?
16, 17 or something like that.
That's still...
It's meth age.
It's still pretty scary to be have a the threat of a meth lab pinned on you,
floating over your head.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But they hadn't arrested.
You were afraid about making the sub crop.
They hadn't arrested.
You're definitely not going to Israel if you get popped for a meth lab, dude. Yeah.
It just took too long. I knew they weren't going to arrest me. You know what I mean? Because it just took too long. Like, and then they did call my dad. My dad said, "Sounds like you found my son hanging out with his friends, and and you can't find anything to do."
Yeah.
And the cops were like, "Well, we really would like to." And he's like,
"Is he yelling and has sores everywhere?"
Yeah, exactly. No, then he's fine, dude.
Did he threaten to kill your
ass?
I'm
just glad they didn't see us throwing tires at trains, dude. That's the fucking... that would have got us in trouble, dude. You ever seen a tire hit a train going 50 miles an hour?
Damn, no, I haven't.
It's a beauty.
This is the exact setup to the MENA, Arkansas Bill Clinton scandal.
What?
You don't know about that? No. Of course you guys wouldn't know about that, dude.
Oh, wow. How is this a
Bill
setup?
Clinton ran a cocaine empire.
Trains.
This sounds just like what I was doing.
He ran a cocaine empire down there in MENA, Arkansas. Yeah. This is known, dude. Look at the Whitewater scandal. They made it all financial. But really what was happening is he was selling coke. Big time coke guy. And two teenagers rode their bikes and accidentally, like, they was riding their bikes at night, dicking around, being kids, and they stumbled upon Bill Clinton's cocaine empire. Bill was getting ready to forge a run for the White House. So they murdered those two kids and just left them on the tracks. And
my story reminds you of this.
Yeah, yeah.
This is just like a setup to that.
Well, because you guys were down there dicking around where you shouldn't have been dicking around, doing little mischief, and next thing you know, dude, you stumble next upon something bigger than you, like a meth lab.
The MENA monster. Yeah.
Don't
stand
you.
Stand by me.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't go down by the tracks
don't
at night.
Don't go down the tracks. Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Wild Bill will have you murdered.
Bill might kill you. Stay home.
Dude, Google it. Bill Clinton murdered children in MENA, Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Google says fact check. Yes.
You don't have to go to page 340, but it's on there.
Dude, I would love to make just a series of t-shirts with pictures of people the Clintons killed on the fronts of them.
No one will get it.
That would it would be fun, though, because people will ask, oh, is that your aunt? No, that's blah, blah, blah. They're like, who's blah, blah, blah? You're like,
Bill Clinton raped and murdered
suspicious
her.
Suspicious person number 36 on the Clinton fucking hit list, dude.
The Clinton hit list is wild.
It's our government's nuts, dude. But whatever. Obviously, huge governments with huge countries that are.
It's crazy what likability can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton's the man, dude.
Yeah, he is.
I love Bill Clinton. And I genuinely think he's a murderous pedophile. You know, but I mean.
But he pulls it off, dude. He's like the Sopranos guy.
I think you have a good case with the murder.
I think I have a better case with the pedo stuff.
Yeah, dude. He flew to the island a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah. That's
that
right.
Island
is
his island, dude.
Yeah, I mean, sure, they're 17, but we still count that.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, and they could be even less.
No, they were less.
They could have been less.
Dude, Epstein's gals? Epstein's gals, bro,
they
ain't
building an island for 17 years.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Those are called small towns. Yeah, you just go to Florida. It's true,
dude. Small towns 10 minutes away so from here.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That's enough.
What are you laughing at?
Do you have anything to plug?
What?
Ooh. Are we done after that?
We don't have to, but...
You're kicking us out?
No. I mean, you can sit around and play video games or some shit.
I'm getting lightheaded. I'm, like, forgetting
you're
to breathe,
always
and I keep realizing
lightheaded.
That. What's wrong with
Who
your head, dude?
Who forgets to breathe?
I don't know. I'm just realizing, like, oh, I haven't taken a breath in 48 seconds.
What the fuck? You're forgetting to breathe?
Yeah.
Weird, like, this is one of your new spasms? Is...
I feel like cocaine and acid maybe doesn't...
Yeah, dude, let's not mention that again.
I haven't eaten today.
I'm actually going to bleep that out.
No. That stays, dude. I like that.
That's creative. Creative improv.
Well, it's informative, dude. Well, because there's kids who listen to this who are either going to ride their tracks down, and ride their trains, ride their bikes down to the tracks, and get murdered by Bill Clinton.
If you
warned them.
Make up Don't stories of caution. Ass. What can you do? You know what I mean?
It's true.
I also just go days without eating. And just
that's probably not
caffeine.
As good.
Just,
yeah. What is this naked and afraid you're doing?
You should start eating animals again, dude.
It's been 14 days since I've had any protein.
I should, dude.
I was able to scavenge some acid and cocaine.
Yeah, you gotta
shit and blood.
What? Who are you messaging? Are you trying to chase
so
something around
much
or
blood,
what?
Dude.
You're fucking looking at your phone the whole damn podcast.
Bro, I'm always in the phone, dude. I got business.
I see that.
I'm a businessman.
Businessman. All right.
All right, we brought it full circle. We found out how Blake's doing.
Yeah. That was the first we opened with. How are you doing, Blake? I haven't breathed.
I don't know how to breathe.
I'm shitting, boy.
And sometimes I don't eat. Right. And I get lightheaded a lot.
We're gonna hook Blake up to a ventilator. And, you should go iron lung, dude. That could be a new bit. Blake gets wheeled in, dude.
I'm on an iron lung.
A little bit about me.
A little bit about me. I can't breathe by myself. All right, that's it.
All right, say goodbye, I love this country, dude.
Yeah. Goodbye, everybody.
Another one wrapped up in the bag. Let's get. Okay, yep. I got to get to work on the next. Always be closing when it comes to podcast. Yeah. Preaching, but not. Walking. Anyway, the point being, guys, what an episode. Can you believe it? When I first started doing this, I figured I'd have the same guys, not the same guys, but a couple of the same guys every week. Maybe I should work on that. Anyway, work in progress, loving it, counting down, reeling in the years. Today, we do have a featured artist, and I was stoked because this is newer music. Newer, I said, not new, but newer music. Today's artist is a chick from London town, maybe? I think London, right? And a lot of the chicks that I like in the rocks, they're coming from the over the pond. You know what I mean? You got your MIAs, your Lady Sovereigns, your Santee Golds, and now this chick, Laura Marling, and her cohort, Mike Lindsay, in a band called Lump. The song today is called We Cannot Resist. And the album, as I said, released in 2021, Animal. Let's give it a listen.
We cannot resist. We cannot resist. We cannot resist. We cannot resist. Kids on the run, falling for each other, down to have fun and out to burn rubber. Kids on the run, smiling at each other, show has begun and they're down to play lovers. Kids on the run, only just discovered, now they found one, they will never love another. Kids in love, smiling at each other, that's the first taste in which no one will recover. Among the world of things untamed are the objects as yet unexplained. My object of choice is the oil that forms on a well-strung voice. We cannot resist.
half on and out to burn rubber. Kids on the run, smiling at each other. Show has begun and they're down to play lovers. Kids on the run, only just discovered. Now they've found one, they will never love another. Kids in love, smiling at each other. That's the first taste in which no one will recover.
Pass the relish, will you?